certain, okay, round on this, round things that they would, oh, everything.
Barrels.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, do you know what, do you remember what molasses, do you know what molasses or lard comes in?
They come in little tin buckets.
What would you call something like this that you used to pour?
I put my big...
A funnel.
My soup pan. What? My messy pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if somebody had a horse and they wanted to make it go faster, what would they hit it with?
What things
you hit a horse with?
Well, whip comes to my mind.
Yeah, that's but, right.
But like I say, I'm just not familiar with the horse terms at all.
Just if it comes to your mind, probably the right thing. Oh, you were talking about having carrying wood. The amount that you could carry in your arms at one time, you say you got to get an arm...
Load.
Arm load.
Right.
Okay.
Got to get a load of wood.
Mm-hmm. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Bulb.
What do you know what nails used to come in, like a barrel but smaller?
Keg.
Oh, you do know that. I'm really interested in talking to you because you're the only person my age that I've ever done this with. I've always talked to older people.
And you're not familiar with a lot of their terms.
And it's really fun to me to talk to you because to see... You know, a lot of these things I've learned doing this, but I didn't know before, you know.
Right.
And a lot of these things, and you don't know me either, you know, especially what I just said. This is a lot of fun for me to talk to somebody. You know what they call those things that would run around a barrel to hold the wood in place? Wait a minute, I know something else that you can get it. When we were kids, they used to wear these, when they would wear evening dresses.
Hoops.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I even had a couple of those.
That's something kind of fun.
Right.
That would be the way I would know that.
Mm-hmm.
What would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
A cork.
Now, a little musical instrument.
Harmonica.
Okay. And do you remember something sort of like that that people would hold between their teeth and pluck?
No.
Jew's harp?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Uh-uh.
That's about you. It's really amazing because we grew up in totally different places.
The terms are still the same.
We know the same things and we don't know the same things. That's really, what would you call what you would pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay, now we're going to get into stuff that I know you don't know. If you had a wagon, but I have to ask everything anyway.
Okay.
What would you call the piece that goes up between the horses on the wagon?
Tongue.
Oh, you do.
Right.
If you had a buggy, the thing that you have to hitch, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
I don't know that one.
How about the outside part of a wagon wheel?
No.
Okay. Ever hear anything?
The outside part of a wagon wheel?
Yeah, a wagon wheel. Steel, the metal part on the outside.
What's it called?
A rim, probably.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't know that either. If it's, you know, like if it's a word that you would know, if I say it and then you know it, then it would be counted as something you know. But like that was probably, you didn't, even after I said rim, that doesn't.
It didn't, right.
Yeah. How about, do you know the terms single tree and double tree in references to a wagon?
No.
Horses? Okay. If somebody had a load of wood, for example, and they were carrying it from one place to another, okay, picking it up one place, dropping it off another, going back and getting some more, dropping it off, you'd say they were doing what?
Moving wood is what I'm saying.
Okay. Would you ever use the word haul in that way?
Probably not.
How would you use haul? Talking about hauling something.
Well, at the cotton gin, I mean, they haul cotton off.
Okay.
In a trailer.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, you use
it. Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I would use it.